We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Nida, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Gimel now. Vaklal, Rav Nosson Zal says, the fact is, She'emuna hu yesoid kol ha'oilamos kulam, that emuna, faith, is the foundation of all the worlds. Again, based on what we learned before, that the word emuna is synonymous with malchus, we know that malchus is the bottom rung of the ladder of all the different worlds. Whatever we speak about in terms of Kabbalah and Yiddishkeit, malchus is always the foundation. It's the bottom. So emuna is the foundation of all the worlds, v'yesoid kol ha-Torah kula, and it's the foundation of the entire Torah, of the entire Yiddishkeit. As we saw before, Rav Nosson Zal quoted the pasuk, Kol mitzvoisecho emuna. And he quoted the Gemara, where Chavakuk Hanavi said, Bo Chavakuk v'emidon alachas v'tzadik be'emunoso yichye. Ki Hashem yisborach kaviyochol loy hoyo yochol lahaschil livroi shum oilam at sheboro tchilo esmidatsu emuna. Because Hashem kaviyochol couldn't start creating any world until he first created emuna. Dehainu, sheyeh koyach bahasechel lahamin boho emes afal pi sheinu mevinei klal, meaning that Hashem put it into sechel. One of the ingredients that Hashem put into sechel was the ability to accept certain things, the ability to believe in certain truths, even though I don't understand it at all. Even though it doesn't make sense to me rationally at all whatsoever, I still believe it. I accept it. V'zehu ikar b'chinas tchilas ha-tzimtzum. And this is the concept when the Sifrei Kabbalah and the Sifrei Hasidus use the terminology tchilas ha-tzimtzum, the first tzimtzum, or the beginning of tzimtzum, of constriction, shenishar cholol haponui, whereby Hashem was metzamtzem himself, Hashem constricted himself and created a vacant space. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about emuna. Dehainu shetzimtzem elokuso yisborach, elokuso kaviyochol, Hashem constricted his spirituality, shehu hasechel, of which another word for that is sechel. Hashem constricted the sechel, ki Hashem yisborach hu etzem hachochmo kaviyochol kayadua, because Hashem is the essence of chochma, of sechel, of knowledge, as is known throughout Sifrei Kabbalah. When we speak about Hashem, we're speaking about light. We're speaking about chochma. So Hashem is the essence of chochma. And even though chochma means knowledge, intelligence, wisdom, one of the things Hashem put into chochma is the ability to operate without chochma, the ability to function in things that you don't understand completely. Because again, when the Arizal uses the terminology that Hashem constricted his elokus, Hashem moved it into to the sides and created a vacant space, Rav Nosson Zal saying, Hashem constricted the chachma and pulled it to the sides and created an area in the middle called emuna. Within chachma, within the ballpark called chachma, Hashem created the ability to believe. To believe even in what you don't understand completely. Ukishepino hasechel mishom, when Hashem removed the sechel, when he vacated the sechel from that space, nishar hamokim ponui bali sechel, that area remained vacant of sechel, empty of sechel, v'loy nishar shom kiyem b'chinas emuna. And therefore, there was no sechel in there. What was there in there? What there was emuna. Dehainu, shemamin be'emuna levad boho emes b'li shom sechel v'chochma. The ability to believe with faith alone, with truth alone, without understanding, without rationale, without intelligence. In other words, if I show you that we walk into a room and I turn on the light, I flick up the switch, 50 times in a row, or 1,000 times, I tell you, go ahead, do it as many times as you want. You can do it for 6 hours, an hour, five, whatever, as much. Let's see you flick that switch up and down as many times as you want. And the guy does it 50 times, 5,000 times. Or let's say a child, a 7-year-old child, you know, or a 5-year-old child, 3-year-old child. And then I ask the child afterwards, tell me, if I put up that switch, is it going to turn the light on? Yes. If I put down the switch, is it going to turn the light off? Yes. Are you sure? Yes, 100%. How are you more sure of that than you're sure of the ABC? Yes. What do you mean? I did it 100 times. Do you know why? Do you know why or how flicking this switch up turns on light? No. Do you understand it at all? No, I don't understand it at all whatsoever. I can't explain. This 3-year-old kid can't begin to understand how it's possible that flicking that switch on the wall turns on those 500 light bulbs in that room. He has no it, but yet he knows it to be a truth. It's a certain truth that he accepts. And if you ask him, do you know for a fact that flicking that switch is going to turn? Definitely, I know. It's 100. I'm 100% sure of it. Even though you don't understand it at all, yes, I don't understand it, but I know it's a fact. Lahavdil, when it comes to our awareness, our accepting of Hashem, or the Tzaddik, or every single detail of the Torah, I'm accepting it as truth, even though I don't understand it at all, or I understand it 1% or 6%. Hashem created, when the Arizal uses that terminology about the Tzimtzum, that originally there was Oyer Ein Sof, there was the infinite light of Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal saying, another way of referring to that is Chochmah, Seichel. That was originally. When we say that in order for Hashem to make creation, Hashem had to make a Tzimtzum, Hashem had to vacate an area. Vacated of what? The Arizal uses the terminology that he had to vacate it of his own presence. Hashem had to take himself out of it. Rav Nosson Zal saying, Hashem had to take the Chochmah out of it. Hashem took the set. So then, was there anything there? Was it? Yes, Rav Nosson Zal says, there was Emunah. Because Chochmah is referred to as light. Emunah is darkness. Emunah can be darkness. You know, ve'emunascha baleilois. Emunah is, you know, in the nighttime. When it's dark, that's when the Emunah comes into the picture. So when Hashem's light is in a place, it's we can understand it with Seichel. When Hashem removes the light, he removes the Chochmah, so Seichel can't be used anymore in that place. What can be used? Chochmah. But Rav Nosson, I'm sorry, what can be used is Emunah. But Rav Nosson Zal tells us, but Emunah can't operate without any Seichel at all. Totally. There's got to be a drop of Seichel. You know, you want to know what that drop of Seichel is called? It's called Emes. That it's that Rishimu of Seichel, that remaining film of the Emes that's of the Seichel, that's called Emes, that's what gives you the ability to base your faith on something. You're not, the faith is not totally baseless. Otherwise, a person could say, I believe that this bookcase here, I believe it's a tangerine. I believe it's a strawberry field. You know, you can say any idiotic thing. That's not called Emunah, that's called, you know, lunacy. The Emunah is based on Emes. Back inside, that Hashem has given us the ability to believe in Him, without understanding Him at all. So when Hashem did that, as soon as that Tzimtzum of the Chol HaPoni was created, take Shnas at Tzimtzum, which is this Emunah, this is where we're up to. We said Hashem removed His Seichel from there, was left void without Seichel, but it had Emunah. The fact that we believe with Emunah, in the Emes, without any Seichel or Chochmah. Now, v'tekev kishenasa hatzimtzum shel chol haponui. Now let's go back. He's going to keep bouncing back and forth between the terminology that the Arizal uses, the Zohar Kodesh Arizal use, and how Rav Nosson Zal is putting it to us in our terminology, in a way that we can relate to it. The Arizal says that as soon as that tzimtzum of the chol haponui took place, as soon as you had that vacant area, Dahainu b'chinas emuna, which we're calling emuna, shiekoyach lahamin bo yisporo b'li shum seichel, the ability to believe in Hashem without understanding Hashem at all, tekev himshich elukusi yisporach l'toich oisei achol aponui. Hashem immediately shot his spirituality into that Cholol HaPonoi. In what form? Again, he vacated himself, vacated the infinite light, and then he shot a new light in there. In what form? Shehem klal hamidois v'chol ha'ilomois. Meireishis nekudas habriyesh u'tchilas atzilus atsoif nekudas amerika shalom agashmi. The spheroids, chachma, bina, das, chesed, gvura, tefera, Hashem put all of that in that arena called cholol HaPonoi. The midois and the oilomois, atzilus, bria, yetzira, all of that stuff, Hashem shot that into this cholol HaPonoi. From the top of the top, from the top of atzilus to the bottom of asiyah, you know, as we know it in that terminology. As the pasuk says, v'chol ma'aseihu be'emunah kanal. Just as the pasuk we quoted earlier, that all of Hashem's actions, all of Hashem's creation and everything, be'emunah, with emunah. Meaning, he put the entire bria into a ballpark, into a vessel called emunah. That vacated space, what the Arizal Zohar Kodesh called Cholol HaPonoi, which means it's void of Hashem, we said means it's void of light, it's void of Seichel. But what is in there? Emunah. Into that Emunah, Hashem poured the worlds and the spheroids and all of that stuff, the entire creation. He put it into this cup called Emunah. Ki achakach, because afterwards, kishenishave midas emuna sheitchilas atzimtzum, when this mid of emuna really took shape, which we said is the beginning of the first constriction, oz yesh bekoyach legaloi selukus yisborach ayidei tzimtzumim shel haseichel. Once you start, once you have a foundation of emuna, then it which we said is a tzimtzum, emunah is a tzimtzum, now it's possible to build on that and to make other tzimtzumim, to make a tzimtzum called yesoid, to make a tzimtzum called chesed, to make all kinds of extensions, things that are going to extend out from this base called emunah. Ayidei tzimtzumim shel haseichel, through different tzimtzumim of the seichel, because remember Hashem poured light into there. First he vacated the whole area, right? Then he, and all that was in there was emunah. Then he poured all the worlds and all the spheroids into there. What are they? They are light. They are different forms of light. And because the base was emunah, with that base, which emunah is a tzimtzum, using that tzimtzum of emunah, it's possible now to spin off other kelim from it, other midos, like chesed, gevura, teferes, bria, yitziro, all of these different things. Shehem klal kol hamidos vasfirois, shenizgalu betoich hatzimtzum shel chaponi, which is all the different midos and all the different spheroids which were revealed within that vacant space, within that tzimtzum. Hainu betoicho emunah kedosh, which means within the emunah. Because Rav Nosson Zal substituting the word emunah for the term cholol haponoi that the Arizal and Zohar Kodesh use. Ki ze klal, because this is a fact and this is a rule. Shal yidei emunah zoichin achar kach lohoven adovor b'sechel. That if a person starts with emunah, if a person connects himself to Hashem or to the Torah or to the tzaddik with emunah, that will lead them into being able to understand, being able to understand Hashem, understand the Torah, understand the tzaddik. Kemavur boha aleph beis, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Sefer Hamidos, which is called Sefer Aleph Beis, in the chapter called Emunah, paragraph 20, ukamayshekosav Rabbeinu Zal, and as Rabbeinu Zal writes also in chapter 91 in Likutei Moran, al posuk vayehi yodo v'emuna ad boi hashemesh, his hands were outstretched in faith until the sun set. Rabbeinu Zal says bo hashemesh means sunset. Rabbeinu Zal says there's another way of interpreting that first you start with emuna, And if you start with Emuna, then you're zoicha that the sun should come. The sun represents light, chachma. Eventually, you get to understand what you first had to believe in. Ki betchilo yefshel lohoven basechel. Because when it comes to religion, in the beginning, you can't understand with your sechel. You can't have all the answers. You can't have everything make sense to you right away. Ki adayin hakoil b'chinas ein soif. Because in the beginning, what was in the beginning? What does the Arizal say was in the beginning? Infinite light of Hashem. When a person first starts coming close to Hashem, when a person first approaches Yiddishkeit, what is Yiddishkeit? It's ein soif. It's something infinite. Can you put your hands on something infinite? No. Can you understand it? No. You can't can you grasp infinity? No. Ki kol ma she'ein hod a mevin hu b'chinas ein soif. Ki mavur b'divar abenazal b'maymar choysam b'toy choysam ein shom. Because whatever a person doesn't understand, or whatever a person can't understand, another word for that is ein soif, infinite. What I do understand is something that's mugbal. You know, I know it's this large and this small and this big. In that which I don't understand or can't understand, it's because I have no grasp on it at all yet. It's, to me, this is ein soif. It's something with no boundaries. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Torah Chof Beis. Ki afal pi, now listen to what he says here. Now he adds another very important piece of explanation. But hold on a second. We're talking now about a person who just starts coming into Yiddishkeit. To them, none of it makes sense, and all of it is ein soif. But what about a person who's been religious for 30 years, and a person who's been learning full-time these 30 years, and knows, you know, has covered thousands and thousands of pages of explanations about Yiddishkeit? To them, what to the other person is ein soif, to them, it's not ein soif at all, right? Those questions which the Baal Tshuva, who's just starting out, has these hundreds of questions, to the person who has learned thousands of pages, to them, they have answers to those things. They have hundreds of answers to each one of those questions and everything. So to them, it's not ein soif. Just like the Arizal and the Zohar HaKadosh explain when we talk about the worlds. Ki afal pi sheba'olam ho'elyoin u'bimadreiko ho'elyoino hu b'chinas tzimtzum. Because even though, if we talk in terms of the Olam HaBriya, let's say, which is the third floor, it's the third one of the worlds, even though in the Olam HaBriya, this particular piece of Seichel is called a Tzimtzum, it's a constriction, it's something, you know. Aval ba'olam ha'tachtoin, however, that same piece of Seichel, if you move it down to the Olam HaYetziro, or the Olam HaAsiya, it's ein soif. It's infinite light. You understand? A steak, a 2-inch thick steak, to somebody who's 25 years old, 30 years old, that's a delicious piece of meat that he can digest very, very well. He can have a fabulous time eating it and digesting it and everything. You take that same exact steak and give it to a 6-month-old baby, and you're going to see that baby either choke on it as it's going down, or if somehow you get it down into the baby's stomach, you're going to see that baby die from being blown away by something that's way beyond anything its digestive system can handle at that age. Lahavdil in ruchnius, to what a person to a person to something that to a person on level 1 is ein soif. To the person on level 100, it's not ein soif at all. It's a tzimtzum to them. It's something that they've learned, they've studied it, and they've gotten a diploma, they've gotten smicha, that they understand this completely. Rav Nosson Zal gives us an example now. Ki malchus the yitzira, because, for example, the sphere of malchus in the yitzira world, which is world number 2, who bechinas ein soif, is referred to as infinite light, keneged keser da asiya, compared to the crown of the world below it. The lowest level of Yetzira is much, much, much higher than the top level of asiya. You understand? I have a six-story building, a big, big, tall six-story building. And this building is gigantic, you know, to a kid who looks at it. And he went, his parents took him on a tour. Yeah, he walked all the way to the top floor, to the sixth floor. And then they told him, you think that's high? 1 second, we're going to take a ladder now. We're going to go up on the roof. And from the roof, you're going to be able to see everything. And they climb up to the roof of this building on the sixth floor and they see it. And then the parent says, we're really high up. The guy says, sure, we're in the Shamayim now. We're up to Hashem now. We might even be above Hashem now, Chas v'Shalom. Then the parent says, now look over there. And they point to the Empire State Building, which is the next building over, which is 103 foot. And the kid looks and he says, he can't believe his eyes. He's looking and he looks up, and he puts his head up to look higher. And he can't even see. He can't even see past the 50th floor. And he sees it still going. So again, what to him was the top, the Keser of Asiya, is way downstairs compared to the Malchus compared to one of the lower floors of a building that's much taller than it. Kayadua, as is known, Umuvan, and as is explained in the Eitz Chaim of the Arizal, Sharvov, Shamem Beis, V'alkein, and therefore, Batchilo, Yefshir Lohodom, Sheyovin, Shum Dovor, V'shum Hasoga. Now you'll understand why when a person first starts becoming religious or first starts learning about Yiddishkeit, they can't understand anything. They can't make sense of any of it. Ki hakoil etzloi bebechinas ein soif. Because to the person all the way down there, to them, everything is called ein soif. Everything is infinite light. Everything is way above the level they're at. Therefore, how do they start? What's the ground floor? The ground floor is Malchus. The ground floor is Emuna. They have to start with Emuna, only Emuna. That's the Tzimtzum that the Arizal and the Zohar HaKadosh speak about when they say that when Hashem wanted to create the world, in order to get started, he had to first make this tzimtzum, this vacate, move all the light out of here. What light? What in the world are you talking about? And how does this apply to me in any way whatsoever? Rav Nosson Zal just took that whole description in the Sifrei Kabbalah and brought it down to something that applies to every single one of us, how we come close to Hashem. That this term of the tzimtzum, the light, that's each and every one of us on our level. That when a person is first starting to come close to Yiddishkeit, or when a person is starting a new phase in his Yiddishkeit, in order for him to be able to get started, the first thing he has to know is that he doesn't know. If a person graduates elementary school and they go into high school, and on their first day of school, the teacher says, okay, we're going to be teaching this and this and this, and the guy raises his hand, I have a question. The teacher says, are you nuts in the head? I didn't teach anything. What do you have a question about? No, I have a question. I want to ask. I don't understand. What? The teacher says, you don't understand? Hey, man, you crazy. Of course you don't understand. We didn't start learning it. Well, you know, I just mentioned the word music. How do you expect to understand what music? Just be quiet. Just listen. That's this concept that you have to start with Emuna. Whenever you're starting a new limud, whenever you're starting to connect to a new thing, the first thing you have to do is be willing to trust. Be willing to be quiet. And just because you're going to hear things at first that you don't understand, that's perfectly normal. It makes perfect sense that you shouldn't understand it, because right now this stuff to you is in a category of Ein Seif. It hasn't been put into any kelim yet. If you're willing to start with a trust, to trust that this person in front of you knows what they're talking about, and they know much more than you do, if you start with that base of Malchus, Emuna, the Tzimtzum, putting your Seichel aside, I know nothing now, I'm just in listening mode. I'm not going to try to understand, I'm not going to try to make sense out of it yet, not necessary. I'm just going to start receiving pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. That's how a person can grow in any limud, especially in the limud of Yiddishkeit, you know.